Well, and I want to kind of wrap up this sub-brand part by talking about finding another photographer. You know, I think that's important to do. And we really, I mean, we've really, with Laura, we've connected wonderfully. I know for a lot of people, and even us included early on, that there's some challenges in finding the right person. But I wanted to share that because Sarah said, be sure and kind of share with people, because sometimes we need to go get some help, and we want to grow our business, but maybe we don't want to grow it, you know, at the expense of our own exhaustion, or we have other visions that we have to lay down if we try to grow it, if we don't have help. And so for us, you know, I think Laura, one of the things, you know, that we did early on, I remember training Laura, is I made sure that before she stepped in that camera room to shoot, that she had a skill set that I felt comfortable with that really lined up with the Walden brand. I'm just not going to let anybody, when they go in that camera room, they carry her name with them. And if Laura goes in and does a very poor job because I didn't train her well, or didn't send her in well, or if she were the wrong person, you know, that then I would need to know that. And so we started early in training and learning how to communicate with people. And the other thing too, you know, we have the contracts, Laura. I think that's important. It's just good sound business where you have non-compete contracts, different things along those lines. Very important. But ultimately, I think the real key is finding somebody and giving it time to train them and to see how they develop out. Laura, we would spend a lot of time here after hours when we had classrooms, and we would say, I remember the first lesson we did, I said, you know, forget the camera. I want to talk about your personality. Mm-hmm. If you can't go in the camera room and become vulnerable and have fun, and if you don't have a personality that's contagious in there, you're going to do average photography, because you may have good lighting skills and you may have good posing skills, but if you don't have good people skills, you're not drawing from those people the thing that's important. And I think with Laura, what we did early on, and Laura, I guess, you know, we're all sitting in the room together. You'd expect this, but one thing you have to find somebody that doesn't wear their feelings on their sleeves. Because Laura, I said some hard things to you. Did I not in the beginning?
Yes, I mean, and I went home and cried. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. Kidding.
Yeah, she kind of bucked up really well, though. Laura takes criticism really well. And I think as you look for somebody, because we want to talk about what those qualities are, Laura always knew that Bev and I cared about her. So that, you know, that's part of what, so it's never personal. But I was also very blunt when it came to the photography. I mean, I still am pretty blunt. But I don't have much to be blunt about, except, wow, that's good. Wow, I wish I'd done that. Wow, that sucks. Why did you do that, not me? But seriously, I think that's important. You look for somebody that you're upfront with. You've got to have the contracts and the paperwork. They've got to be teachable. And they have to have a lot of that same passion, you know, that you want in that person. And then you begin to nurture it. Nothing replaces time. I mean, you can't go from A to B, that's 100 miles, apart in 2 seconds. I mean, you're going to have to make that a step at a time. And Laura, I think it was a matter of rolling up our sleeves and really hitting it hard.
Yeah.
And there was some really long lessons there. I remember this is an aperture, this the whole thing. How does the aperture equal to the shutter speed?
Yeah.
We did all that. But I think the real key for you guys is leadership. You know, you have to sit down and you have to be honest with each other. You have to be upfront with that person. Don't hide anything. Say, this is what you're going to do. This is what it's going to be worth to you. And this is what, you know, is going to happen if you do the job well. And so, yeah.
One thing I was going to say, I think, Tim has more experience than I as a business owner, but I think one thing that helped us is the fact that I didn't start out as with photography in mind, so that I started off in another position.
Right.
Now, that's not something everybody has the luxury of doing.
Exactly.
But I think that goes back to recognizing your type of business and what fits best with your business. You know, a business that might be more high-end, that doesn't spend as much time with each individual client, might be easier to hire somebody and not spend as much time with them on the front end. You know, we got to spend in time spend a lot of time together before I actually, you decided, okay, you're right for the photography position. So I think you need to recognize what kind of business you have when you're making that leap to hiring somebody in that photographer's position. It's different for every business.
Yeah, I think that's very good advice and very true. And, you know, I told, the other thing too is you can't measure everything. I remember telling Laura, you know, there's going to be times this just isn't fair to you. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be times that it isn't fair to us. We have to be family enough and we have to be honest enough that it, to know that it comes out in the wash. And I think that's important when you're dealing with bringing somebody in, is if they're like, you know, okay, well, it's 2 minutes to five. I'm going to be out of here at five every day. Or do I have, you know, you got to say, listen, you have to roll up your sleeves. You're going to have to pay a price, but I'm going to give you a career. And in return, you're going to have to do some things that you may have to do to learn that wouldn't be part of the, you know, 8 to 5 mindset.